Hello to all my Chavarim, Yishuv Torahs, Moshe around the world. We are continuing on our Shir in Mishnayos. Today we are doing Maseches Chagiga, Perek Gimel, beginning with Mishnah Hey, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. And the Mishnah begins, Min Hamodiyas Lifnim Ne'aman Malkli Cheres. Rashi says, it means from the town itself, Modiyas, or Modin is the other years in the Gemara. And Rashi and Rav both say, Modiyas is a large city, which is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. From that point on in towards Yerushalayim, the Kadarim, the people who make barrels, who are Ami Arets, we trust them to buy from them Klicheres, that are small Klicheres, like cups, little drinking utensils, because it's impossible to live without them. You need to have these to do your daily life. In Yerushalayim, they don't make ovens because all the smoke that ovens engender, which would ruin the beauty of Yerushalayim. They don't make these ovens neither for lime or for kederos. Therefore, we trust them and we don't make gzera for them. Because we don't make gzera on the tzibur that they can't be able to live with. Tesis Yantar says, Modiyas itself, if the Kadarim are in the town of Modiyas, we don't trust them. And the whole Mishnah is talking about the Chumra of Truma from more than Kodesh. And here we're talking about in the Gemara that we trust them for Klicheres that are small as far as Kodesh goes. The Iri says they were missing Klicheres in Yerushalayim. They had a shortage, because there's a din that if you have basar karbanos that was cooked in a kli cheres, the kli has to be broken because the meat that was left inside that got absorbed in the kli cheres becomes nosar after a short while. The Tiferes Yisrael says, but for truma, they are not believed on these Caleb. The Meiri says, because truma doesn't become nosar. And there's also no need to break these Caleb that truma was cooked in it. The Mishnah continues, Menom Odias Lachutz in Emanim. From Odias and outside from that point on, geographically, we don't trust those Kadarim. Tiferes Yisrael says, Odias itself, there's a chilak when the Kadar and the Chavar are both on the Derech coming in towards Yerushalayim, or the Kadar is on the way in to Yerushalayim, and the Chavar is on the way out. And they met each other in Odias. The din of the ear is like outside, because the Chavar could go inside with the Kadar towards the between the city and Yerushalayim, and he should buy from there the Caleb, because that's when it's Mutter. And similarly, when they're both on the way out, and they're in Modias, the din is like Chutz, because he didn't buy when he had a chance, when they were both within the, in further than the city limits. When the Chavar is, and when the Chavar is coming in and the Kadar is going out, and they meet together in Modias, and the Kadar doesn't want, because of all the weight of everything he's carrying, doesn't want to go back words, then the din in the city is like within from Modias towards Yerushalayim, and he can buy from them, and it'd be tar for Kodesh. Tais Yadav says, Yishuv Medakdek, doesn't say it can be dust l'chol ruach. Like it says in Mishnah Beis, Perek Tes, and Sachem, I checked there. That's talking about what's considered Derech Rechoka from Yerushalayim. If someone is at that point and further, he can do his Pesach on Pesach Sheni, he's too far away. So there it says a circumference, a certain amount of distance, as a circumference around Yerushalayim. Here it doesn't say from within Modias and a circumference of that 15 mil around from that point. Why? He says the reason is because the people who were selling the Kederos would be living and staying near Modias. That's where the area was, the people that had these ovens to make Kederos. But for another direction, even though it was equal distance from Yerushalayim, they wouldn't found two people who were selling Kederos, so there was no reason to include them as well, only Modias towards Yerushalayim and not in any other direction. Mishnah continues, Ketzad, how does this work? A kader shu machin kaderos, the kader who is selling kaderos, nechzes of the Modias, he's coming in from Modias, who, ha kader, this kader, as Rashanov explained, the one who brought it from Modias, only him himself we believe in, because it's impossible not to exist without believing it. But if he gave it to somebody else, to another Am Haaretz who lives in Modias or inside close to Yerushalayim, we don't trust him. Only the person himself who made the Kederi itself. V'hein HaKederos, the Mishnah says, the Kederis themselves. As Rashi and Rav explained, only on those Kederis that he brought himself, he's trusted on those that he brought. But he's not trusted to add together any other Kederis of another Kader who is living in Modias or Lifne, only the one who actually made it. And the Mishnah says, V'hein HaLokim, and those people also that purchase, Rashnav say, the Chaverim that saw that he brought them, they can trust that Kader himself, but not buying from other people. It's where Israel says, it might be, the point is that even though they saw he was bringing it from outside of Modias, and he's coming through Modias and coming in closer to Yerushalayim, so you might think, well, if they saw it was coming from outside, still, they are allowed to buy since he's with inside the limits that are okay. Here he says, even as though it's the same Kader and they're the same Kalim and the Lekuchim, the same Lekuchim, that would be usher to buy from him for Tashmish Kodesh if they found him outside of Madim, if they found him within the same people and the same Kader and the same the purchasers and the same Kederis are Neman on the Kederis they can buy from him. Yotza Eino Neman. But if he goes out, he's not Neman, Rashanov says, from Modias going backwards the other way, he's not Neman. The Meiri says that Kader, who was Neman on one side of Modian, is not Neman on the second side. Moving on, the Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, which the Gemara is in Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, Hagabayim. People who, Rashanov says, they're Yisrael, Jewish people that are workers to collect taxes that work for the Malchi Umas Ha'olah, to collect from Yisrael taxes and real estate taxes, Arnonis, and Rashi adds also Gulgolias, which are head taxes. So income taxes, head taxes, real estate taxes, they're appointed to collect all these taxes. And the Pharaoh Israel says they're Ama Aretz, Shenichlesu L'toch HaBayis, they went into someone's house. Rashi Rav says, Lavo Davoto, to pull out a mashka, and they say, you owe a certain amount of money, you don't have the cash, we're going to take some of your items from your house as a mashka until you pay your tax. The verse Yisrael says, actually, to take the mashka on the mas, and it's talking about that there was no Akum there together with them who was making sure that they checked very well to go through all his items. So I guess we won't have to worry too much that they touched every single thing in the house. Okay, v'chein ganavim shechziros haKalim, and ganavim also that returned Caleb. Rashnav says they returned klicheres. They stole klicheres and they returned them. Tiferes Yisrael says they did tshuva. That's why they returned them. And also other ameratzim that went into someone's house without rishus, who would be afraid that maybe the Baal HaBayis would come and see him touching around things. As it says in Tyrus Perek Zion, but it's telling you as a chiddush that even though someone who is not afraid, not only someone who just walked in with not rishus, who is afraid to touch things, but even people who have rishus and they're not afraid because, well, either they don't have rishus, but they're ganavim, so they're not afraid to touch things, or the gabab who have the right to take things from Ashkonas, so they're not afraid to touch things when they went in. Still, the Mishnah says, Ne'amanim loma lo naganu. Trusted to say, we didn't touch, Rashi Rav says, Lesocho, to the inside of the Klicheres, which would mitami the whole Klicheres. And the Rav adds, and this is when they returned it because of tshuva that they did from their own free will, not that they were afraid of punishment. So they became better people. And Rashi adds, Lakodesh denaman benafa truma, because the whole mission is talking about chomer bakodesh from a truma, and we learn behedya in Tosefta Perek Gimel, the gabon shenichnasu l'toch habayis. If gabon went into a house, the neman on tyrus chatas, and they're not neman on tyrus truma. And this chatas I mentioned there is about pesar kodesh, not the efer chatas. As you could, if you learned the Sefta, you'd see pretty clearly. So even if they did tshuva, We don't trust them for the on the Truma, because they're people who normally are very always involved with Tumah. Tesiyantif, so though, says that Taisus brings the Taisefta, and he says his lashon is they are nemen even on Tyrus Truma. And similarly, the Rambam wrote it down in Perek Yud Beis Mehilchas Mishka Moshav. It's mashma also as far as Truma, and that Perek Zayin in Tyrus that they were talking is also talking about Gaboim and Ganavim who went into a house. They learn that it has to do with the Neman and Truma as well. So check it out there. And he must say that this, what's the point to bring it here? Since we said before, Hahu Kadr, Vehei, Dehu HaKadr, Vehei Nakderos, this Kadr and this Kaderos. Similarly, the Ganavim sometimes are Neman. That's why it's brought here. Well, they brought it back, and sometimes they're not Neman. So since we mentioned about Ganavim, we mentioned the Gabam also, because they're brought together in Perek Zayin of Tyrus. Tesis Riv says, even though they carry the Kalim and a Zav, as Matami Kalim, with Tumas Hesed, when he carries them, the Chamim, with Matami Amar, are as Kazav, so why don't we say that the Kalim should be Tame with the Tumas Zav of Hesed? Still, the Chamim did not give all the Chumras of a Tumah Zav to these Amayaratzim, and they're not Matame Midrabanan with Hesed when they carry Kalim. Okay, the Mishnah continues, Mishalayim Nemanim. And in Yerushalayim, the Neman, the first Israel says, the Amei Araratzim are Neman in Yerushalayim, Allah Kodesh, on Kodesh. The Rav says, the Neman on Klicheres, whether they're large, whether they're small, to say that they're tar for Kodesh. Because there are no ovens in Yerushalayim, therefore we trust them, we don't make Yisera for them in Yerushalayim. Okay, the ovens to make those Klicheres. Taisyana says, but the smaller ones, the people in Yerushalayim needed a good quantity of smaller ones, because every single person had his own jars in his house. Therefore, for them, for the smaller ones, they added on Tyra, even for the ones from the Gvul of Modias and coming in. Okay, but the people in Lishka, the ones who were in charge in the Beis HaMikdash to supply Nesachim to the Tzibur, for them it's enough with the Nesachim only within the city, and that's for them, they only believed on Chavis. Or it might be that the Yechidim needed smaller ones even for cooking their Shlamim every day. That's quoted from Rashi in the Gemara. But the Nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't need to cook with those smaller Klicheres. It was only for the Nesachim, so therefore they didn't need such a large amount. Ubishas HaRegel, during the time of the Yantif, Terezrael says, because everyone then is Matar themselves for the Yantif. Af ala Truma, we trust them even for Truma, because it says in the Pasuk, in Shoftim Perakhov, Pasuk Yed Aleph, Vayasev Kol Ish Yisrael El Ha'ir, Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. Everyone gathers together as Chaverim. The Pasuk calls them at the time gathering together that they are Chaverim. And the Regel is the time that everyone gathers together. This Yantar says, the Rambam in Perek Yudalef, Mehilchos Matame Mishkan Moshav writes that since they all are Matari themselves and they come up to the Regel, so it's Pasuk that this Pasuk is only an Asmachta. And if not, that the fact that everyone was matamer, matire themselves, they wouldn't do away with the gzera that they were gazer by the Amaretz. Okay, and they wouldn't darish in this asmachta just by itself to matire the Amaretzim on the regal. So it must be the pasuk just asmachta, but the whole reason is that since they matire themselves, we trust them during the regal. Okay, that's the end of our share today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.